I'm also saddened to see so many, particularly so many young women or women who are still at an age where, you know, it's a realistic idea for them to have a child, and that the path they have taken is to shriek and yell and act in this way. No greater gift you can have as a person, as a woman, than bringing a life into this world. All right, everybody, that's, I know, heavy stuff. I'm going to go read over the weekend. I got to finish up Undaunted Courage, which is the book that Clay recommended for me. I'm also in the Kagan First World War, his one volume of the First World War, which is fantastic. I'm going to try to get more of that one done. You all should kick back and relax and enjoy yourselves, be with family. I really want you to have a great weekend this weekend. I mean, next weekend's Independence Day weekend, which is going to be so much fun for all of us. And things are looking up, friends. You know, the pandemic madness has mostly passed. The Democrats, well, they're in free fall, but it's a good time for America. Shields high.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
A year ago, there was not a bad investment to make. The stock market was still showing growth. The housing market was on fire. Cryptocurrency was something you were flirting with, maybe. What a difference a year makes. The bubble may have burst on not just one of those investment angles, but all of them. I mean, who knows? But what I do know is that gold and silver may turn out to be the safest, most reliable investment there is. Certainly over time, that's been proven, particularly when markets are volatile. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today and request your free precious metals investment guide toll-free at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Larry Elder here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at SpillYourGuts.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden already calling on Congress to restore abortion right protections after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Following the High Court's ruling, the president did not hide his disappointment.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
He called the decision a tragic error and warned of its consequences.
The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
And the president said Congress must act to restore Roe as federal law.
No executive action from the president can do that.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell praised the ruling as courageous and correct. He called it, quote, an historic victory for the Constitution and for the most vulnerable in our society. At a news conference, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Congress and states can now debate more ways of protecting the unborn.
That debate was silenced during the years Roe v. Wade was the law of the land, but that debate just begins again.
Hundreds of people surrounded the barricaded Supreme Court in Washington, some questioning the High Court's legitimacy while others cheered the ruling and proclaimed the dawn of a post-Roe world. Also at townhall.com, the House has sent President Biden the most wide-ranging gun violence bill Congress has passed in decades. The bill that passed the House is a measured compromise that at once illustrates progress on the long, intractable issue and the deep-seated partisan divide that persists. The Democrat-led chamber approved the election year legislation, with every Democrat and 14 Republicans voting yes. The Senate had approved it earlier. The Dow is up nearly 700 points now. The S&P, 96 higher. More at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and start getting cash back in every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill-up. That's promo code SALEM. Remember, use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first...
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The FBI has confiscated the cell phone of Nevada GOP Party Chairman Michael McDonald as part of an investigation into the alleged conspiracy to block Congress from certifying the 2020 presidential election. McDonald is one of a half dozen Nevada Republicans who took part in the signing of alternate electoral vote certificates back in December of 2020. Illegitimate electors from Nevada and six other states sent certificates to Washington. President Biden won those states. Sources say an FBI agent in Las Vegas obtained McDonald's cell phone Wednesday afternoon after serving him with a search warrant. Although the vote counts show he lost the Republican primary, gubernatorial candidate Joey Gilbert refuses to concede, alleging widespread fraud. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has been declared the winner in the GOP primary with 38% of the vote. Gilbert got about 27%. The Reno attorney who won the endorsement of the Nevada Republican Party has repeatedly voiced conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election. The Gilbert camp has not provided any timeline for possible legal action to contest the primary election results.
Q on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Freeway conditions are fairly light right now on US 95 and Interstate 215, but do look out for a crash on Interstate 15. That's southbound past the Spring Mountain Freeway on-ramp, and lane restrictions downtown 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, June 24th, an historic day in America on a couple of different fronts. We've got the Roe v. Wade decision came down from the Supreme Court. It has wiped out the amazing piece of work by the Supreme Court 50 years ago that is now gone. Maybe forever, we'll find out. We'll get a chance to visit with Melissa Clement in just a couple of minutes. Also, we've got gun legislation that was passed by both the Senate and the House. It is now going to the president for his signature. It doesn't do all that much, but it is a step in the right direction. We'll talk about that as well over the course of the next 3 hours. First, though, we celebrate on so many levels today, but especially because it's Friday. Here we go, folks. Buckle up.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. It's the day that we always celebrate, no matter what's going on in the world. Right now, a woman that I bet you has a big grin on her face. She is Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. The Supreme Court, by a 6-3 margin, ended up invalidating Roe v. Wade. Melissa, first of all, I know over the years since I met you back in, I guess, 2011, you have fought a lot of battles. You haven't won them all, but it looks like you won the war, and Roe v. Wade is no more. Your reaction to what happened today?
Well, it's just, I can't believe that I am part of a historical moment like right now. I can't think of too many people that I'm happier to spend this moment with than you, Kevin, because you've been helping us get the word out for a lot of years. You're right. Roe v. Wade was overturned. But you are wrong in one area. The war's not over. Sadly in Nevada, nothing changes. Because what the Dobbs decision did was it just restored democracy and sent the decision making on what we do as Americans in relation to abortion the people need to decide, not nine men in black robes. And so this is a restoration of democracy, and the work truly begins in Nevada now.
I want to ask you what changes in Nevada, because 30 years ago, we did this referendum, and by a fairly sizable margin, voters said they wanted some form of abortion. So it's in our statutes now. What changes here in the state?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the referendum. What people voted on in 1990 was the part of law that says that abortion is available for women for any reason or no reason, must be done by a doctor for the first 24 weeks, and then after 24 weeks, it just must be done in a hospital. So in all actuality, our law in Nevada that we're stuck with until we have another vote of the people is that abortion is available all 9 months of pregnancy, and which makes us more extreme than all but six countries. We have similar laws in Nevada to Russia, China, and North Korea. And so, sadly, that part of the law will not change today, but we will be taking a look at everything else about abortion to see what can be changed. So it is a really, really good day, but it is also kind of it's a heavy day too, because I know there's lots of women that have been victimized by the abortion industry over the last 50 years that are scared and upset. And, for those women, I hope they all know that none of us in the pro-life movement judge them, and we hope that they can find healing. And for those that are worried about a crisis pregnancy that they're facing right now, as has always been, there are so many people in the pro-life movement that are ready to help, to walk alongside them. And down in Las Vegas, we've got the Women's Resource of Southern Nevada, First Choice Pregnancy, and Living Grace Homes that are ready and willing and able and want to help you.
What are the options that are open to young women that have unexpected pregnancies and they're looking at abortion, but there are options? What are the options that are open to young women?
Well, almost, most churches and, like I said, the pregnancy resource centers and maternity homes offer free ultrasounds, prenatal vitamins and prenatal medical help, help to get, the kind of life skills you need to be a great parent, whether that's a GED or parenting skills or anything like that. There's help with the necessities of having a new baby, whether that's a car seat or formula or help with lactation and stuff like that. There's all sorts of things available. And, there are so many families that are hoping to adopt. And so there are many resources out there, and I encourage women to reach out to those people in the community, the many, many people who want to help.
Melissa Clement joining us, President Nevada Right to Life. Nancy Pelosi has said it. The president has strongly suggested it, and that is that we're not done, and we're going to fight this thing to the end and blah, 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 blah. What are the options open to the other side?
Well, the sad thing is that the other side is all about making sure the number of abortions goes up. And the help that they provide women in crisis is giving them money or a ride to Nevada so that they can get an abortion. But that's as much of help that they have, that they're offering. The scary thing, quite honestly, Kevin, is that Planned Parenthood, the abortion cartel, wants to turn Nevada into an abortion tourism mecca. And they're arranging things like up in Reno where I live, they're trying to build a huge abortion mega complex right next to the airport. And so they're hoping that their bottom line gets more profitable. And that's kind of a sick thing. And I'm hoping Nevada is not, the citizens of Nevada are not excited about being number one in such a horrible, horrible area.
Does it bother you that the killing of the unborn now is, and I've heard this from Elizabeth Warren and from Pelosi and from a whole bunch of people, that it now is a political deal, that, you know, abortion is going to be on the ballot in 2022. Does that bother you that this whole thing now is going to be politicized for the next 6-7 months?
Well, and yeah, absolutely, because how craven is it that they think more dead babies is going to get people to vote for their very bad candidates who have turned gas prices up to, you know, as high as they can go. They are unable to do anything with this economy. We've got broken supply lines. We can't get baby formula, all this kind of stuff. They're not fixing the problems that regular Americans want. They're just giving us this lie that every problem that's out there, whether it's poverty or high gas prices, well, get an abortion, that'll fix it. They have got to shine the light on something else, and they want to make this the issue so that Nevadans don't pay any attention to how horrible Catherine Cortez Masto has represented us in Nevada, in the Senate. So. Yeah, it's pretty craven.
It's really sad that's what this has all come down to, is it's going to be a political thing. And I do want to ask you, though, because I know you've fought so many battles since I've known you. I moved here in 2011, and I think we've known each other shortly thereafter. And I know you've fought so many battles across our state. You must feel some vindication now that Roe v. Wade is gone, at least for the time being, even if it's not necessarily gone here in the state of Nevada.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am right now in a hotel in Atlanta at the National Right to Life Convention. And I am with people who have been fighting this fight for over 50 years. And so if you can imagine a group of people that are so devoted to the protection of the unborn, and we were sitting in a workshop about assisted suicide when the word came out, and it was the most amazing thing. All these people jumped up and were clapping and weeping and hugging each other, because this battle's been going on for a lot longer than I've been in it. And, it gives me chills to talk about it. This is a big win because, you know, it was a bad decision a long time ago. And 50 years ago, it was a bad decision. It was bad morally, but it was bad legally. And, you know, this is why it's been such a, you know, there's no logic, there's no science, there's no medical backing in the Roe v. Wade decision. And so they've had, you know, they've been going back and forth for 50 years because it was such a bad decision. Even the liberals, progressives, say it was a bad decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said it was one of the worst. And so now, I mean, yes, I am definitely celebrating this, this win for the unborn and for women, because they've been lied to for a lot of years, and so this is a very good day.
If folks want to help you, if they want to help you spread the word, if they want to help you help moms that are out there, where can people go?
You know, they can go two places: NevadaRightToLife.org, and there's a donate button up there. There's a volunteer button, but right now, even more timely is, I really encourage people to go to protectourgirlsnv.org and get involved. You know, as you know, we met over parental notification for an underage girl seeking an abortion. I've been fighting that fight for a lot of years, and we have an initiative. We're gathering signatures right now, and we just beat Planned Parenthood in court last week. I completely forgot about that in the rush of this good news. Planned Parenthood was trying to make sure that we couldn't get signatures so that we couldn't protect girls. We couldn't let parents know when their underage girl is getting an abortion. And so we've got to get 141,000 signatures between now and November 23rd. And that means a lot of people need to step up and help us, number one. And number two, we need money. You know, we are fighting a billion-dollar industry, and we're fighting it on a shoestring budget. And if there was ever a time that we need money, it's right now, because our first goal is to save these underage girls that are now going to be trafficked into Nevada because we've got the loophole where girls can get an abortion even if they're as young as 9 without a parent knowing. So, like I said, protect our girls, nv.org. Help us out.
Melissa, get back to the celebration. I know that's got to be an emotional celebration going on in Atlanta, National Right to Life. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for fighting the good fight on behalf of the unborn. I really appreciate it. I know so many of my listeners appreciate it as well. Thank you so much. Safe travels coming home, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you have it. Melissa Clement joining us, president of Nevada Right to Life. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel, located on Sahara just west of the famous Vegas Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. In the past 18 months, I've spoken at 26 conservative events, and 23 of them were at Ahern. It's Wayne Root's home base in Las Vegas. Ahern is a modern boutique hotel with 200 well-appointed hotel rooms and 2 floors of meeting events and conference space. The Ahern Hotel is perfect for mixers, banquets, reunions, weddings, and receptions from intimate to extravagant. In fact, you can buy out the entire hotel. That's right. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer, including suites, restaurants, and the Ahern Live Theater. Wondering where to hold your next event? Book the Ahern Event Center or one of their conference or entertainment spaces for a limited time. If you tell them Wayne sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now at 725-214-4950. 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. And remember to tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries.